Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Any and all donations are helpful. Nothing is too big or too small. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number 1, 45% of women in America are expected to be single and childless by 2030. The other 55% will probably have baby daddies or be divorced with kids. My main question is, so how does one invest in cheap box wine and kitty litter boxes? If you think that number is just magically going to stop rising at 45%, then you're clearly smoking your own belly button lint. At least we should all be grateful that feminists don't reproduce. Moving on is Britney Spears back when she was hot. If you want to know what happened to Britney Spears, it looks like time happened to her, along with mental illness. If you've seen her recent knife dancing videos, she's one of the best examples as to why there actually should be child labor laws in Hollywood. She probably could have just married Justin Timberlake, but it's a good thing he broke up with this train wreck, even though she used to look like this while they were going out. Number 3 is an example of how women should dress when they're at the gym. The only thing I would change is some printing on her shirt that says, "This is how to stop being a whore." I say, why stop there? I don't think she's gone far enough. We need to bring back the gym burka, if that was ever a thing to begin with. But seriously, with her hair out like that and flowing clothes, she might get stuck in a machine and leave a terrible mess for some man to clean up. Up next is a woman complaining that today's generation of men will just break up with a woman that cheated on them, instead of fighting the other guy and forgiving her. The idea of a duel is dead, and I love that her name is Faithful, even though she's not. Women always accuse men of the very things that they're guilty of, and they call themselves the things that they aren't, including once again Faithful not being faithful. Men are evolving though thanks to the red pill, and women don't like it. Number 5, the Raw Egg Nationalist thinks this is the greatest photo ever taken in capturing the essence of pure gluttony. And like a warrior archetype, she's ready to dominate and destroy those dastardly delicacies. This is also probably what supermodels of America are going to look like in the near future. At first I thought this was AI generated, but it's actually real. But in reality, when you're with a fat woman, it's more like this. Moving on, speaking of fat, what the hell is going on with the difference in girls' leg size versus men's leg size? Since you can't see the color of their skin, this is probably what's been going on in the black community for ages now. But as Aaron Cleary has pointed out, the rest of the world is now caught up. I think this is also a sign that you should never skip leg day. Also remember that the woman on the left still expects you to have a six-pack and earn six figures. Number 7 is a 38-year-old woman that recently realized she might have missed her opportunity to have a child. I wonder how many guys she ignored or turned down over the years. Will she push out a geriatric pregnancy past the goalposts? Or will she gain future cat lady status? Grab some popcorn and get ready to see. She should find a man to get married because after all, according to women, men never grow up. Up next, it looks like Dubai is trying to attract more porta potty girls to come to the kingdom, with their latest skyscraper that's ribbed for her pleasure. The building looks like a golden dildo. You know your empire is near its peak when you start building things that look like this. Apparently women won't actually be allowed to enter this building. I'm just kidding. But let's hope that this story is real. Number 9 is a woman that once said that a family that prays together stays together. Well, look who's divorced now. A word of advice, if a woman starts posting pictures like this, or starts talking about how her kids are her world, you know there's a good chance that a divorce is imminent. Many Christian girls are chameleons, and they are really sluts masquerading as saints. Moving on is a mother-daughter duo from Canada. All I have to ask is, which is the daughter and which one is the mother? But they're both open-minded and biological, it seems. The mother is pimping herself out and her daughter. Nice. But to me, that just smells like jailbait. This also signals to me that the housing situation is so bad in Canada that we're in a depression, especially when women start giving away 2-for-1 deals. Number 11 is a woman with a boyfriend that's 6'9", and I'm sure his personality won her over. Odds are he isn't even her boyfriend, and she's just one of the plates that he's spinning. This also appears to be the minimum height requirement required to approach women in 2023. But you know that his height doesn't matter, and for modern men, it's what's on the inside that counts. Number 12, we know that looks don't matter, especially after Anna Nicole Smith married an 89-year-old man for love, of course. How romantic. Even though his family tried stopping her from taking his money, she still got a lot of it. The Supreme Court ended up awarding her $400 million for putting his geriatric pogo stick in her giner. Up next is The Guardian saying that there are thousands of men in private Facebook groups that are part of secret racism and misogyny. Well, looks like women are losing their minds when they can't enter male spaces, then they can't police them. Women can't have men talking about them without them being present in the room, to make sure they know what men are actually talking about. Number 14 is a 24-year-old woman looking for advice on how to get her 30-year-old boyfriend to marry her. She says that to everyone else they look like they're married, but she's worried that she's not protected if something goes wrong, because the house is in her boyfriend's name, as well as all the bills. She feels stuck because she's paying the mortgage, but has no right to the house. Her boyfriend is smart, and the love of her cooch doesn't seem to cloud his judgment. Attaboy, Luther. Moving on is a 75-year-old female teacher, being put away for 10 years for assaulting a 14-year-old boy. She was supposed to get more time, but the judge went soft. He probably figures she'll be dead before she gets out. But does anyone really believe that? And my question is she out yet? A lot of the time they say the boy is lucky to be molested by a teacher. But in this case, they can't spin it as lucky anymore. This is the first case of there being a bad BJ out there. Number 16 is a trans couple with a trans daughter, moving in and having four-way relationships with their trans lovers. But try explaining this headline to someone from 30 years ago, or maybe even 10 years ago. I'm so confused, but apparently not as much as these four. Or is it eight? Have we hit bottom yet? Or are people still planning to have relationships with their trans animals? Up next, we have the juggernaut law, which is the theory that the most unattractive women get the hugest amount of attention from men. More so than the average woman, probably because men either see them as easy or as a sexual novelty. If they have a pig nose and tons of body hair, of course. They're also called juggernauts because their sexual marketplace value is apparently unstoppable. This is another way of saying that people pay more attention to tire fires than just a regular tire. Number 18 is a psycho ex-girlfriend or wife that's happy because her ex, given the choice between a 2-year or 5-year restraining order, decided to go for only 2 years. She looks so crazy hot that he might actually need 20 years in a witness protection program. The guy was probably just looking for love, but I guess that's what happens when crazy finds you instead. Number 19 is a married woman that appreciates honesty in other people, even though she's not being honest with her husband and is actually cheating on him. She wants a strong, muscular man, probably good looking too, to sneak around her husband's back. I think someone should send this message to her husband. You know she's a leftoid because the picture is from the Seattle Space Needle. The profile says she's 22, but she looks way older than that. Moving on, we have Qui-Gon Jinn, and it looks like he has a leakage problem. Those male tampons I saw in the men's room last week might just have a customer base for them after all. Then again, maybe he's just happy to see the people he's with. But seriously, he might wet the bed, but he still gets his shoes tied by Olivia Wilde. He's probably taking a piss as we speak and hoping that a few drops make it to her hands, while she gets a great view of today's stains. Number 21, it looks like the Vatican has fallen. In case you don't think so, take a closer look. That cardinal seems mighty happy pappy. Maybe that's what they mean when they say the term stiff pontiff. But it's still only a still shot, so having one frame taken out of context is most likely the reason for this. Up next, remember that feminism is all about the idea that women are free when they serve their employers, but they're slaves when they serve their husband and children. It doesn't make any sense if you're a man, but based on woman logic, it makes perfect sense. But in reality, traditionalism is also a scam. It's just done in a way that makes the men think that it isn't. Number 23, we have a 24-year-old female social worker accused of sleeping with a 13-year-old boy that she was counseling. She was planning her wedding, was a new mother, and backed the death penalty for pedos. I guess that when you're pointing at others, you have 3 fingers pointing back at yourself after all, honey. Maybe she should also honor the penalty that she was advocating for. But that won't happen her because women have a different standard of justice. Moving on is the nightmare that many kids face these days after their friends and schoolmates find out that their mother has a OnlyFans account. The bully is telling this kid to get his mother to do more content with her poop shoot. It sounds like a sensible request, and this is the new bullying in a school near you. Number 25 and the last one is when average or above average women tell unattractive men and unattractive women, which is different. They encourage unattractive women to have body positivity, because if they stay fat, then it takes the female competition out of the game for the chance. They also tell the unattractive men they will die alone because they want to insult them so they leave so their social capital remains high. This sort of behavior is in women's selfish best interests. Remember, it's only body shaming if you make fun of a woman's looks. But if you shame a man, it's not shaming. It's actually helpful. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers, and don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Also remember, I make these for free, so donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.